Would you like to hear a story? Just sit back, relax, and get ready to listen, because it's story time at the Met. Long ago in Japan, the greatest warriors were called samurai. When a samurai put on his splendid armor, sometimes he covered his face with an armored face mask. The mask protected his face and made him look very fierce. Many samurai masks had hideous faces that looked like evil spirits called tengu. These demons were the masters of war and weapons. Tengu tricked men into making war. They had magic powers like flying or changing shape, and some had long noses they could grow to any length they wished. Once two tengu sat on a mountaintop bragging about their noses. The first tengu said, "I can smell anything in the world with my nose. Right now, I smell incense down in the valley." "I don't smell any incense," said the second tengu. "Why don't you prove it?" "You'll see," said the first tengu, and he made his nose grow and grow longer and longer, over seven mountaintops and down into the valley. His nose followed the incense until it came to the house of a noble lord. The daughter of the noble lord was unpacking new kimonos to wear. They were packed with incense to make the silk kimono smell heavenly. The girl didn't notice the long nose sniffing at her window. "Where can I hang my kimono?" she asked herself. "Oh, look, there's a pole here by the window." And she hung her kimonos on the pole, which was really the tengu's nose. The tengu felt a tickle. The fluttering silk made him want to sneeze. Quick as a wink, he made his nose shrink back over the mountains. He was delighted to see the beautiful kimono still hanging from his nose, still fragrant with incense. "Do you believe me now?" he asked. "Smell for yourself." "That's nothing," said the second tengu. "My nose will bring back something even better." And the second tengu's nose grew over the seven mountaintops and down into the valley. He sniffed out the incense in the house of the noble lord. Just before his nose went in the window, he felt a sharp tug. The noble lord's little boy was playing outside. When he saw the long nose going by, he threw a rope over it and started to swing. The rope burned the second tengu's nose, so he made his nose start to shrink. But the boy climbed up the rope and bit the tengu's nose hard. Then he shimmied down to the ground and ran home. The second tengu's nose shrank painfully back over the mountains. It was red and swollen with rope burns and tooth marks. The first tengu laughed and laughed. "It's not funny," shouted the second tengu. He jumped on the first and started kicking. And I believe they're up there fighting to this day.